This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
The time. Welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron. I am Brady Hull. We got Michael on the other side of the bulletproof glass today. We went on a little adventure this morning, didn't we? Didn't we, pal? You and I. You got a car ride out of it.
I did. We went on an adventure. It was a fun adventure.
Yeah.
Lots of weeds.
Oh, so much weed. So many weeds.
No weed whatsoever, because that's not my thing.
It's not your thing. I'm not very much a tech savvy kind of guy. I don't know how to fix things that are like electronic.
Neither am I.
Well, so our engineer, the main engineer here, also the owner of the station, is like in, where is he? In India?
Yeah, right now he's in India.
So he's just all over the planet.
He was at one point in Africa.
He's all over the planet and left us here to fend for ourselves. And of course, there was a crazy lightning situation last night, so our AM signal was having issues. And of course, Tanner and Brian are on the air. They're on the FM side, and they know they're off. So
1310kfka.com was working.
You and I were the go-to today because we were available. And so we went out and journeyed to they call it the transmitter site. And we fixed it, didn't we, Mike?
We did. Needed a little bit of instruction.
Very little. Very little.
Yeah.
But we got it.
It wasn't too difficult. We just needed some instruction, which I would like pictures and instructions in the future.
Don't need to get to that list. They don't want to hear your list that you need.
Look, I like instruction sheets.
Well, that's great. But the point is, like, I'm trying to tell a fun story of you and I, a little adventure today, and you're going off on what Damon needs to do for you. It was fun, though. We did great. A lot of weeds out there, though. Gonna have to get on top of that. So you're gonna have to get your riding. Can you hook some blades onto your scooter by chance? Is that a possibility?
I don't think the battery would last long enough.
Well, charge it after
and
every,
I don't have the,
every
the
swipe.
Train wheels.
Well, you could get some. I'm just thinking, man. You could tear it up out there.
I probably could.
It's kind of creepy out there.
It is.
It's in Evans. Little shed area. It's kind of creepy. You go inside there, it's not really very well lit, and it looks like...
Been a couple murders?
Well, it looks like there could have been. I half expected, like, someone to be in there when we went in. It's a creepy spot, man. I'm glad that you were there with me. Not that you and I could have really done much to defend ourselves, but, you know, at least we were there together and it wasn't as scary.
I mean, could have thrown my phone at him.
Well, as soon as we started, like, we hadn't even leave the station yet, and you had a flashlight, and you dropped the flashlight. So I was like, okay, this is
Well, I was trying to be cool. I'm trying to, like, flip the flashlight around, be awesome, and then of course,
you dropped it. Yeah.
I'm not good at catching or throwing.
Yeah. It was. I knew from that point. I was like, this could be an interesting road for us. But point is, got the station fixed back up, and it didn't take us that long.
Team
and
effort.
We got to spend some quality time together. Not that we don't get to do that enough anymore. You know, that's one thing after I leave the station for the day. I think, man, I didn't spend enough time with Michael today.
Yeah, that's true. We only spend 3+ hours a day together.
Well, here, we're around each other all day, every day. But, like, in this setup, I'm staring at you, you're staring at me. And
but we're not having good conversations, you know, learning more about each other.
Yeah, that's great. The Rockies won last night. The Rockies beat the Dodgers, Mike. The Rockies beat the Dodgers. And I saw in the background, by the way, shout out, Mayor John Gates was at the game.
Was he wearing
his lovely wife were front row, somewhat behind home plate.
Was he wearing his non-Colorado blue?
He was wearing his Dodger stuff. Although, if you're a McNutt for ESPN, you might mistake his Dodgers stuff for Cleveland Browns attire. So he was wearing his, according to her, he was wearing his Cleveland Browns gear with, for, you know, based on his ties with Shedeur Sanders. I want to get into the Rockies win. I do think Warren Schaefer should be the manager. I know I said yesterday it's game by game basis, but dude, this team is believing right now, and confidence that this group has. Kyle Freeland ends up going out, what, in the third? He had a blisty. Those things are nasty. His finger did look nasty. There was a close-up on it, and it, like, pitching with that would be tough. But he finished it out, and a gutsy performance by him. Then you get in the, I believe it was the top of the fourth, I want to say. Jaden Hill comes in. His first guy he has to face off against in the top of the fourth? Shohei Ohtani. And just handled it well. And got right through the inning. That was a moment. I said, man, this Rockies team, man, there's confidence there. Tovar made like an amazing diving grab behind second base. That's when I kind of got a feeling. I was like, this team, again, 36-89. But the last couple of weeks, I just wonder if the beard thing, if Tanner and I have that kind of power, Mike, if the beard thing kind of got this team fired up. Like almost, hey, these guys are making a big deal out of just us winning 35. That's embarrassing. We gotta go out and we gotta go way over that. But I thought I thought that's when it kind of changed. When Kyle Freeland guts it out, I think he threw that curveball to strike out, I think it was rushing. To get that was a great pitch, and it looked like he was in pain through that process. But that was a big moment. Tovar's diving grab was a big moment. Hill coming in and clearing out that first inning he pitched, I thought that was big too. And then you got Victor Potato Vodnik has just really been he's turned it on the last couple of the last couple of weeks, maybe months even. So. There's hope for the future, man. I don't know. I'm not doing the P-word thing like Tanner is, but there is hope for this team. And this has me wondering, like, do you make crazy changes? If you finish off the season, let's say they get 10 more wins. And they get to 46 wins. 46 compared to where they were back in June when we started this bet would be, I think, would be pretty phenomenal for this team. Again, you'd look at it, you look on paper 10 years from now and you go, they won 46 games that year. That was awful. But with the way it started and, you know, you fire your manager, not even in the middle of the season. You trade Ryan McMahon, who's one of your better players, maybe especially defensively. And somehow this team has found a way to get a little bit better. So that's been exciting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. But I also want to talk about Warren Schaefer, and we'll get to that. I want your thoughts on it, guys. Should the Rockies be seriously considering making him, you know, the official manager of this team? And I'm buying in, and I know Tanner and I were talking, and Tanner watches baseball a lot closer than I do. So he's going to go through and tell you, well, there's certain games he costs the team, certain decisions he's made. I mean, that happens, though. Sean Payton had to write run the ball on a play sheet last year. You don't think Sean Payton's ever cost his team a game? You don't think a lot of great coaches make mistakes? This guy's a rookie manager. He's a young dude. He's going to make bad decisions at times. I'm willing to let this team, with a lot of youth, grow up around him.
Yeah, and it is a youthful team. So what is it, the manager, or is it the youth, or is it both? My guess is it's probably a little bit of both.
Of why they're turning a corner right now?
Yeah, I think it's why they've been bad and why they're now turning a corner. Because you suddenly have a bunch of players who are not as green as they used to be.
Well, you get a confidence about you, too. Especially you go up against the Dodgers and you find a way to win that. I'm curious to see how the rest of the series is going to go. I mean, they're a bad baseball team, but since the All-Star break, Are they a bad baseball team? Or are they an average?
Mediocre.
Are they an average baseball team with a really bad record because they were awful to start the year? It's just something to think about. Micah, when we come back, I want to get to this Dylan Gabriel thing. I talked about it a little yesterday. People are playing the clip back over and over again of, you know, him saying he's not a performer. I do want to talk about this because I think two things can be true here. I think Shedeur Sanders is a performer. I also think he's a competitor. Does he not have a rap song out? I mean, it's not bad. That Perfect Timing song? It's not bad. Seriously. It's good. If you've never heard of Mike, it's not bad. I don't know if it'd be your cup of tea, but it's not bad.
Rap is not my
but
cup of
you're,
tea.
But if you've gone on stage to perform in any capacity, or you're an actor, like Travis Kelce, one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game of football. I would also say he is a performer. But I would never say he's not a competitor. He's one of the best at his positions of all time. It's just Sanders fans. I can't even say Buffs fans anymore because they're spreading out. They're spreading out into the world. They take everything. The way we do sports media does not apply to the fans that are fans of Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders. You can't have an opinion of Shedeur Sanders. If you do, you're racist. You're a never was. You've never played the game. You're sitting there. Dude, that's what makes sports go round. Eliminate sports talk radio. Eliminate ESPN. All the cameras, all the TVs, all the writers, all the radio, and you don't have sports, guys. It's laughable to me. The Sanders fans get so mad, basically like you can't have an opinion unless it is a positive opinion about the Sanders family. Like you're a passionate fan base. It's not Buffs fans anymore. Like I said, this thing is spreading out. It's now Browns fans are jumping into this mix too. Boy, Browns.
It's like a virus.
Browns radio has to be like talk radio in Cleveland. It's easy. You got Shedeur Sanders 24/7. That's the big thing. But coming back, I want to play the Dylan Gabriel. I want you guys to tell me, what do you think? Do you think he was talking about Shedeur Sanders? And if he was, is it the worst thing in the world? Let's talk about it coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What's next for the Colorado Rockies?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's home for Rockies games and discussions.
I feel fine.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
Yeah, I think it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors. And I totally understand that. And my job is to compete. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do. You know, all of you in this room are entertainers, and you have a job to do. And I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. And I think, you know, just understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times. So definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before.
Now, Dylan Gabriel, of course, played at Oregon under the coach, Dan Lanning, who was on video once. Talk about the Buffs before their game against the Buffs, saying, you know, hey, they play for clicks. We play for wins or whatever. When you hear that, are you saying that, do you hear the comparison that he's basically, I'm a competitor, Shedeur Sanders is an entertainer? Is that what you're hearing? And if you are hearing that, then why are you hearing that? Then you must know, even if you're a Sanders fan, if there's an athlete that you could put into the entertainer category, Shedeur Sanders.
I didn't hear Shedeur's name come up. I didn't hear
any attitude in that answer.
I don't know if he's talking about Shedeur.
The question was like, I mean, Micah, if you can find the question, but I think it was something along the lines of how do you keep yourself free of from distractions and things like that. Yeah, Big Hub, true. It's because they competed against each other before. Sure, there's probably a little rivalry there, and now they're competing against each other one-on-one to see where they're going to end up on the depth chart. But, well, let's just say that it was about Shedeur Sanders, that he was referring to Shedeur as an entertainer. He is not wrong. He's entertaining. Like, Shedeur Sanders is entertaining, dude. And I know Sanders fans, it's not just Buffs fans, Sanders fans think I hate Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders. I dislike a lot of things that they've said and done and how they've acted. I like a lot of other things. That is possible. It is possible to like a lot of things about a person, but have a few things where you don't like. I'm sure even my wife would say there are a few things about me she does not like. So, but for some reason, you touch this topic and look out. It's a crazy fan base. This fan base has the Tebow fan base kicked, man. Absolutely crazier. And that's unfortunate because I root for Shedeur Sanders. His diehard fans make me want to root against him, and that's sad. That was kind of how I felt with Tebow. I'm still a Broncos fan, but they were just so ridiculous that maybe if Tebow had a bad play, I was kind of like, okay, maybe that'll calm them down a little bit. They're just ridiculous. So I think it was a twist a little bit. Big Hub says, and the media's twist makes him subconsciously think they are comparing him to Shedeur. And then he starts calling the media entertainers. He's like, well, you guys are entertainers. Like, I'm talking about me being a competitor. And there are people that got irritated by that comment. And I'm like, we are. What my job is to try to entertain you for 3 hours every day. I'm not here to educate you. Yeah, I talk about topics that you might not know about or the way I see things. I've never said I'm here to educate you. I'm here to be logical. It's a logical show, Mike. But I'm here to entertain you with my opinions, my thoughts on the events in the sporting world and sometimes the other things. That's what we are. Writers, that is a form of entertainment. It might be factual. Kevin Lytle, pretty factual in his writing at the Coloradoan. But I'm entertained by that. So I don't, it's amazing how we've blown this up. If Dylan Gabriel said this and Shedeur Sanders is not on the football team, we are not talking about this. If he would have said, I'm not a performer, I'm a competitor, and Shedeur Sanders is not on that roster, it's a non-issue. And this is exactly why you don't draft Shedeur Sanders. I was shocked he went as low as he did. I admit that. I think he's a good quarterback. Absolutely, I do. And I like certain things. Like I said, dude, I like his song. I like his song. I like his swagger. I didn't like how he handled the BFN thing. I didn't like how he handled the Jay Norvell Coach Prime handshake 2 years ago. I didn't like that. You know, don't put hands on him, making sure the mic picked him up. I didn't like that stuff. I didn't like throwing your offensive line under the bus after Nebraska smoked you 28-10. He recovered from that, though. The next week, he brought his entire offensive line out to kind of be like, hey, these are my guys. So, like, I like that. Folks, you can have positive and negative opinions of all of your favorite athletes. It's not gonna make you less of a fan. It actually makes you a better fan. But this story is fascinating, and this quarterback race is so unnecessary. Why would you do this to yourselves, Cleveland? You just got out of it with Deshaun Watson. Well, you're not even out of it. Deshaun Watson's just hurt. You still have Deshaun Watson on this team. So you go get Joe Flacco. You get Pickett. Then you go draft Dylan Gabriel. Oh, no one's drafting Shedeur. We'll draft him in the 5th round. I don't know why you would do it. And again, this is not about the starting quarterback, Mike. This is drama and controversy around the guy that's probably going to be third on the depth chart. This
third
is
or
insane.
If they keep four.
They're not, keep four. Why would they keep four? This is insane.
I have the full question, by the way.
Okay, give me the question. What's the question, as Sean Payton would say?
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
Yeah, I think it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors. And I totally understand that. And my job is to compete. Yeah. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course.
Yeah, see, like, he's asked the question, how do you tune out the noise? Who creates the noise, for the most part? The media, right? So he is saying that the media, I get it. Everyone's got a job to do. There are entertainers and there are competitors. He's talking, I truly believe, hearing that again and the question, he's talking about the media. They are entertainers. And any media member that's like, we're not entertainers, you know, in their basement, slurping their soup, lifting up their glasses. Not the glasses makes you a nerd, Mike. You look great. But that's what these guys are mad about. We're not entertainers. Yes, you are. If you do any kind of media, whether it's reporting or not, that's entertainment. Some people sit down at night after at dinner and they watch the news. They watch the news to be for updates and to be informed, but they're also watching it to be entertained. So we're getting lost in that comment. But I believe I actually don't think he was talking about Shedeur Sanders. And if he was, he wasn't wrong, because Shedeur Sanders is a performer. He is also a competitor. I didn't say that. But of course, the trolls on the X account, which is fun, guys. I mean, honestly, it's fun for me. I like it. I have fun with it. Because I can say one thing and you twist it up. I'm entertained by you. You're entertainers. Thank you. And I'm a competitor.
Yeah, there you go. You're always competing with Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner and Brian.
You can be an entertainer and a competitor at the same time. Like, we're competing with other radio stations. And we're winning. Well, we should be.
Yes, we are. We have the best listeners.
Oh,
the most.
Forbes magazine is thinking about doing an article on KFK. Did you know the best state radio station in the world? That's what they're titling the article, if it comes out.
Yeah, they're very busy right now.
We got to move some things around in the bank account before that story can come out. Big Hub says, it definitely shows he was coached by Dan Lanning. Remember that video? Yeah, we're not here for clicks. Yeah, but that's him. They're asking him a question. How do you block out the noise? And when I hear block out the noise for an athlete, the first thing on the top of the list, the noise, is the media. Second is fans. So he goes to entertainers being media. So in a way, to me, Mike, he's actually kind of saying, I get what you guys have to do. You have to create noise because that's what makes this thing go round. My job is to go out there and compete. You guys are entertainers. You're creating the noise. What is so hard about this? He was not talking about Shedeur Sanders. Absolutely. I am now 100% convinced.
Yeah, and he even followed it up with that explanation.
Yes.
Listening to the question, listening to the whole thing, it's just all talk. It's just all, let's distract ourselves now, from how bad the Browns are.
And now Shedeur Sanders is probably going to take that personally. And you're going to have, you know, I keep receipts. Just like when Jay Norvell said, hey, trying to build the game up. Said, when I taught you, my mom taught me when I'm talking to the camera, take my hat and glasses off. And Coach Prime took it literally, basically saying that Jay Norvell said my mom was awful. And when they went to shake hands at the end of the Rocky Mountain Showdown two seasons ago, Jay said, I wasn't talking about your mom. And Coach Prime, yes, you were. Yes, you were. No, it's a phrase. But look what's happening. And we'll see. We'll see how Shedeur Sanders handles it. I hope he handles it well. I hope he does not take it like a personal, oh, yeah, no, he was talking about me, and we'll see who's performing on the field. I hope he doesn't. This gives him another opportunity for some of the people that have issues with some of the things he does, for them to go, wow, you did the right thing. Ignore it, slough it off. No, Dylan and I are good. I hope he does that.
If he does, guess what? That gives him more points. That gives him more, he's more likely now to be the number three. Or yes. The number two.
Yeah, so here it is. You now have a chance. And if I'm guessing media will ask him, the entertainers will ask him what his thoughts are on Dylan Gabriel's comments, he's going to have an opportunity. And that's not just for me, okay? Like, you guys are pretty. He doesn't have to live life the way you want him to live. Do you want him to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, Sanders fans? Do you want him to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? You're saying yes, I can tell. Then you want him to handle these situations like a leader would handle them. And I think he has in some cases, and in some cases I don't think he has. I thought he's actually, every time I've heard him since becoming a Cleveland Brown, he was always well-spoken, talking like a rookie quarterback probably needs to talk. Then he gets two speeding tickets. But this is going to be an opportunity. And if he answers it with grace and says, listen, man, I don't know what he was thinking, but I don't take any offense to it. We're good. Dylan and I talked afterward. Everything's good. If he does that, great. But if he instead goes with what his dad does sometimes, oh, I keep receipts. We'll see who's performing on the field. Then yeah, that would be frustrating. But it won't do anything to Sanders fans. They'll just be like, whatever. 35 minutes after the hour, are the Broncos going to have a dome? Are they going to do the dome thing? Let's talk about it. Mike's a diehard, of course, so he likes to be out there freezing no matter what. And where is it going to go? Where will this stadium end up? Let's talk about it coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Way. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast, and it feels so good, it's like walking on glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right, it's so good.
You're DJing, man. You're doing a great job.
Can you believe that the guys on the morning show did not like this song?
Oh, I like Crank It. It's a great tune right there.
It is.
Love that tune. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So Lone Tree seems to be drawing the most interest for the next Broncos stadium. For those of you that don't know where Lone Tree is, it is south of Denver. It would be cool because I think like people in Colorado Springs and Castle Rock, it'd be a little bit closer for them to go.
Well, what about me?
Well, it'd be further for us to go to a game. Yeah. I'm not a Denver guy, so I don't I know if you like a lot of Denver media, a lot of Denver entertainers are really passionate about this topic. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. As long as they're the Denver Broncos. Like, I don't care if they move outside of the city of Denver. If they make a beautiful facility and it's kind of like what the Monforts have done with Coors Field, McGregor Square, and all that stuff, all power to them. I like that kind of stuff. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the New York Giants aren't New York.
Yeah.
Neither are the Jets. Both of their,
yeah,
like, their, the whole thing, even their headquarters,
well, like
are in New Jersey.
The New England Patriots.
You know? They're in Foxborough.
So I,
which is still part of New England.
I don't have a lot of energy on it.
I do.
You do?
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? You want it to move out of, you're good with it moving?
No.
You want it to stay where it is?
Like, why do we need a new one?
Well, it's
it was the old one. Was 2001. Mm. It's 24 years old.
You got to keep up with the times, Mike.
And you know what they're going to do? They're going to build a 68-seater. You know, they're going to do what they did in Minnesota. They're like, well, we need more luxury boxes and less people. So there are going to be 68,000 people instead of 72,000 people. So it's going to be a smaller, stupider stadium.
Is it 72 or 77? That was 77.
I think it's actually 75.
I would be more right then. I don't know if they're going to do that. I mean, they're going to make more money. Either way, they're going to make something that's going to generate them more dollars. What I do kind of have energy on is 75.
You are much closer than my initial.
78.
76,125.
All right. Texter from the 931. Tickets are prices are going to be way higher than they already are.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, like, what else? Are they going to have the city also pay for it?
I think
raise taxes?
I believe they're going. I think they're going to take care. Well, no, I. Yeah, it'd probably be Lone Tree. Part of it would go, you know, be on their taxes, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't like that. I say the Walmarts pay for it themselves.
Check that. Just Google that. See if that's true. Because I've heard conflicting arguments, whether it's going to be tax dollars or the Walmarts are going to pay for it. The whole thing. Seriously. So find that one out for me. The one I actually have energy on is whether or not they're going to do a dome or like a retractable roof kind of thing. And I have mixed emotions about that too, because I kind of like, man, I grew up going to games. It was an event. We didn't go on vacation when I was a kid. Like, we barely went on vacation. Maybe go to Oklahoma to see family. But we went to games. That's where our dollars went, my mom and dad's. My dad and my brother and I, we went to Broncos games all the time, Nuggets games, Rockies, a couple of halves even. It was a great memory of mine. So, go ahead, Mike.
All right. So, according to AI Overview, which is taking sources from the Denver Post and the Colorado Sun and Broncos Wire, it appears the Denver Broncos will contribute to funding of a new stadium, but are also likely to be seeking sufficient public funding, and this will be through things like bonds and taxes.
Okay. So a little mixture of both there.
So I want to know how I can buy a bond so that the Walmarts can pay me back.
So it's just like this Cascadia project here in Greeley. It's not just like it. A little different. But I get it, the pushback on the taxes and stuff, but I look at it and say, man, that's going to be a boost to the city of Greeley and the economy. You're going to create jobs over there. You're bringing the players here. You're going to put restaurants there surrounding the stadium, and those local businesses might pop up and actually can stay because there's a fun place to hang out. People are going to come here that have never been to Greeley to take in. When Gabriel Landeskog played for the Eagles last year, dude, Denver media was up here like crazy. Nathan MacKinnon was at Blue Arena. Like, you have a chance to bring new people in here, too. So I love that. But I live in Fort Collins, so I would not be paying any of these taxes. So I also get that. That's why I'm not a politician. But I'm a sports guy, and I know sports, if it's a good sport, brings attention and brings people to your area. So Lone Tree's probably thinking the same thing.
I am all for the bonds. I think that's a great idea. Voluntary funding. I would help out. Like, if they say, okay, we will release bonding to the public so people can invest in this, I would be happy to help out. I'm not for the taxing the citizens.
I get that. That's a tough one. But again, that's why I'm not a politician, but I'm still of the mindset having it in Greeley. Because if you don't, they're going to go to Loveland. And then they're going to get that. I mean, this could be a big thing. The Eagles are a big thing, dude. Have you been to an Eagles game? They fill it up. It's fun.
I have not been to an Eagles game. I have been promised that I'm going to be taken to an Eagles game with my niece and nephew.
You're going to make your niece and nephew take you to an Eagles game?
With their parents.
Oh, okay.
I thought they
like promised to you, hey, Uncle Micah, we're 11. We're going to take you to an Eagles game.
One of them's 11. The other one's about to drive.
Oh, so she could take you to an Eagles game. That's insane to me.
With an adult who can drive in the car.
She's already, was she 15? She's 15.
I don't want her to grow up.
Yeah, bro.
I liked it when they were little.
Yeah.
And like just learning stuff. Now they're all like, I'm a teenager and I have an attitude.
Mm-hmm. It happens fast.
Thankfully, I'm not a parent, so there's attitude towards me.
Yeah. Awesome bumper scores, Micah. You rock. He called it scores. What are we doing to the hooligans out here?
Who called it that?
East Side Chris.
Well, it's bumper music. Well, I can play an original score if you want.
See, and then you knock him. He's trying to give you a boost because you always say, I really like the score of Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, what does that mean? They didn't play a game. And you're like, oh, it's music. He's just trying to hook you up with your little phrase.
Well, thank you very
phrase.
Much. Like, and the original score to Lord of the Rings done by Howard Shore is incredible.
The music is great. That's what we need to say. 49 minutes after the hour. Dome, would you guys be okay with a dome? Like I was talking, you know, growing up, we just went through. We put the coveralls on, put the jerseys over the coveralls and the coats, and we just went through it, and it was an experience. Do you lose that? Let's talk about it. It's a whole show, powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Rigsdale Falcons football is in the spotlight tonight at 5 at KFKA. Presented by Agriculture Accounting.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I'm rolling here on a Tuesday morning. I got a case of the Mondays still. Tuesday morning here. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Later on in the show, we got Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Let's see what he has to say about this Cowboys team. We're going to be talking to him every single week throughout the season, so I look forward to that conversation. And then I got to get to top stories. Did you see what Auburn's doing? Basically, you remember back in the day when it was all shared championships and stuff? Like CU has a share of a championship with Georgia Tech in 1990, their football. They just voted on it. And some voted this way and some voted another way. So you just had like multiple champions.
Yeah, Washington and Miami have that in 1990.
Well, Auburn's basically coming out and saying that they're claiming those. They're just like, we were the champions in 1914.
Yeah, Alabama did that too.
So stupid. Now, it was stupid before. Like, to not have a champion. Did they not, like, who, in the early 1900s, was being the champion, did they not know what that meant? Did they not know what it meant in the 1900s? My grandpa was born in 1919. I'm pretty sure he knew who number one was. So, but still, you can't just go out and go, that's our championship.
As far as I'm concerned, whoever I think is the champion is the champion. So if the AP poll said this team was number one and coaches poll said the other team was number one, I'm going with the AP.
Right. You're going to go with the poll. But it's also like what UCF did when they went undefeated, but they didn't get put into the championship bowl game.
Well, guess what? Well, we beat the national champions. So.
We won every game, so we are the champs. It doesn't work like that. Eastside Chris says, Micah might be the Uncle Buck resurrection.
I take that as a compliment because that's
John
is a
Candy.
Great movie.
I don't think I've seen that movie. Maybe I have, but it's a surprise to me because I watched John Candy was great. Everything he was in, I liked. So you're
Macaulay
Uncle Buck,
Culkin's
huh?
Like five in that movie. It's a really really funny movie.
Texture from the 931. Fans and weather encompass the 12th man at football games. Weather is part of the experience, hot or cold. You bond with your fellow seat neighbors. Yeah, I'm more. I don't have now. If they were to with the Broncos Stadium, if they were to put a retractable roof on there, the problem with that is you know they're going to close it. Like if they said, hey, we'll leave it open, but we're just going to dome it or close it. So for concerts and things like that, and maybe they could do a Final Four game there. But during football games, no matter what, we're going to open it. But you know there's going to be one of those games where it's like 2 degrees and it's snowing and they're going to close it.
Yeah, that Like, I can understand if it's like 120 degrees and they want to close it. That's fine because I hate heat. I'm too Irish for
the heat. I hate sitting in the heat during games. Yeah, so you can warm up. You can bring enough layers to warm up. And
yeah.
Hot chocolate and hand warmers and all that stuff. But when it's just hot and the sun's just baking, you can only take off so much.
Yeah.
You can only take off so many clothes.
And after a while, people are going to be like, oh, that person's too ugly.
Yeah. But I tend to agree that it should. But if you don't have a dome, if you don't have a retractable roof, does that mean anything to you that you wouldn't be able to have other things there? You like the violinist girl, Lindsay Sterling. You go see her there. But if it's winter, you couldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to see your
Final Four potential. You could host the Final Four there. In the state of Colorado, you could have another spot where you could have, because they do it already, but you could have another spot where they have the NCAA tournament. And there'd be a lot of things you could do. All right, coming up next, we got top stories of the day. Cody Tucker going to join me from 7220sports.com. We got buy or sell. Michael Porter Jr. has been talking a lot, and he's getting stranger with every word. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.